Okay, we're on page Pei Tes. Now, you remember, it's a bit of a sticky situation we're in, but we're going out of it. The difficult pshat of the Rambam, and we were struggling to even understand what the Poshup pshat, what's the Rambam saying in his interpretation of in his explanation of the Medrash. The Gemara that Rabbi Chanan ben Sukkah Shbaruch Hu Zaksel Ficha Chibulam Torah Mitzvahs. Now, someone wanted to be Mazakas, he wanted to help us out, so he gave us a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. And the question that the Maral was bothered by from the beginning was, how is that helping us? Other Rabbi, it's just the opposite. That the more Torah Mitzvahs, the more of a likelihood that we're going to have difficulties, the more of a likelihood we're not going to succeed in the overall program. So the Rambam has this concept of one mitzvah. So we were discussing, does it mean one specific thing that took place in life, or does it mean that he perfected that mitzvah throughout the course of his lifetime? It's not 100% clear. But the Maharal, as we learned last week, the Maharal completely rejects this idea, based upon a number of sources in Chazal of how a human being is measured by the Yom HaDin, by the final day of judgment. He's not measured by he's not measured according to one great thing that he had perfected, but he's measured in the overall picture of who he was. Good things and bad things, but the person is measured by the whole picture, not by separate pieces of his life or one particular piece of his life that was terrific, that was fantastic, but by the overall picture. Now, the Maral therefore himself said, and this is what we were just finishing with, what we were doing last week, that personally the Maral believes that the point that in this thing that took place in the Gemara, where we had with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, "Klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha." Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion wants to know, "Am I a ben olam haba? Ma ani olam haba?" Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion wants to know, "What's my chances with olam haba? What's going to be with me in the next world?" So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma asks him, "Klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha?" Right. Now this was the Rambam's proof. Klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha, according to the Rambam, means, can you tell me one thing that you perfected? Because if there is one thing in the life of a Jew that he was great at, then you're a ben olam haba. But the Maral rejects that, and the Maral says that the klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha doesn't mean tell me one thing that you were great at, because that one great thing can pull you out of the fires of hell. That's not what it means. But klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha means, I want to know something, tell me something in your life that will reflect upon the rest of your life. And based upon that one hanhaga, that one thing that you could tell me, the one ma'aseh that you could tell me, not that one thing will suffice to save you. And Rav Chanina ben Tradion was a tzaddik and a kaddish. Not that one thing will suffice to save you, but from that one thing I will be able to understand, I will be able to have an insight into who you are. And therefore to share with you my idea of what's waiting for you in the world to come. So it's not the one thing that you did that was great, but reveal to me one thing from which that one thing will be a binyan of, will teach me about who you are. Now, if someone would ask that of us, that's not so simple, right? Klum ma'aseh b'liyadcha. Tell me one episode in your life that will reveal the essence of who you are. That's not pashut, right? That's not pashut. According to the Maral, this is a very, very profound question that Rabbi Yossi is asking Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Tell me the one thing in your life that you can recall that from that I will be able to enter into the depths of your soul. That's not Pasha. And you remember what his response was. The response was, I had a ma'aseh, but there was the money for the Purim. Then I had the money for the Purim, my own personal money from the Purim Suda, got mixed up with the Matanos Davyonim money, and I let it go. I didn't take it off the cheshbon of my tzedakah money. I let it go. I gave it all to the poor people, and I got some. I used other money for the Purim Suda. Thus is thus. So according to the Maral, this ma'aseh, this episode in the life of a person who certainly had. Thousands upon hundreds of thousands of ma'asim, of tzidkas, of wonderful things to tell. So he had this moment and he had this story and he told, this is what happened to me, this is what I did. And then the response was, halavai, my chelik should be with your chelik, right? Halavai, I should have such a chelik. So now what the Maral is going to explain on page Pei Tes, we're going to begin with this, is does that ma'aseh mean? What's that talking about? It must be that there's something besides just a good deed. He gave tzedakah all the time, and she was mevater on tzedakah, on different inyanim all the time. So what happens? So va'od ani omer, peitas. Kimasho maklum ma'aseh baliyodcha. This question, klum ma'aseh baliyodcha, that Rabbi Yossi asked of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, tell me a ma'aseh. Lo shahoyer ritzono lomar mi ma'aseh mitzvah achas yiskel olam haba. The Maral says the intention of Rabbi Yossi was not to ask him it was show me one act that you've done that will save you, that one redeeming act or one redeeming part of your life. That's not what it is. Sheina davakach rak hayeshol lo klum ma'aseh baliyodcha. This question of klum ma'aseh baliyodcha, shemin ha'ma'aseh yesh la havchin simin ben olam haba. You hear? That from that ma'aseh, I want you to tell me a ma'aseh, that from that ma'aseh I will be able to judge whether or not you will be comfortable in olam haba, whether you're a person who will fit into the world that's called olam haba. I want to be able to hear this ma'aseh and to know. Vomer. And Rabbi Chanina Taki answered, "Mois Purim nischalfa b'mois tzedakah." I mixed up my own Purim money for my suda, for my meal, my personal money. I mixed up with the tzedakah, with matanas davion. The chalak the osulaniyah, but I gave it all to the poor people. I didn't take anything back from tzedakah money. So Maral writes, "V'hadover remez muflog." Wait till you see this, Maral, what he says here. He says, this is a remez muflug. There's a very deep hint over here. Kimoz shal purim, it's going to get us a little bit into the purim. Kimoz shal purim, einem oimdem rak leribuy achilu shesia. What was the money for purim? The money for purim was to be devoted entirely to fressing, to eating and drinking. Right? To eating and drinking. That's what the money was for. The money that he had was for the Purim Suda, feeding and drinking. That's all. V'ilo haya yom hazeh yom sheyesh bo kedusha. You're going to get a little bit nervous with the Maral saying it. It'll be all right. Don't worry. If this day of Purim would be a day of kedusha, lo haya hasuda inyan gashmi lagamrei. Then this suuda, this meal of Purim would not be altogether a gashmi zdika meal, if it would be a day of kedusha. Shahaya zeh lechvoid hayom ulamaylas kedushaso. Because if it were a day such as Shabbos or Yontiv, which we're going to see in a minute, we're going to learn in the footnote, we'll talk about that a little bit. If it would be a day like Shabbos or Yontiv, which are days of kedusha, they're not days of chol, if it would be that Purim, that this Su'uda of Purim was in order to celebrate, in order to be Mekayim, a day of Kedusha, then it would mean that those meals would not be altogether physical. It wouldn't be stam food. Then it would be part of that Ma'arocha, part of that world of Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. Purim can only be on chol, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim talk about that at length, right? Purim, davke. We're not going to go into the essence of Purim, but Purim is coming to be misakin, is coming to somehow rectify the days of the week. It's not a Shabbos dik, it's not a Yontif dik. It's something different. Yom Kippurim, Purim is that day which is able somehow to take a day of chol, a weekday, and to repair what's gone wrong during the days of the week. Shabbos doesn't do that. Yontif is also different. Mikroi Kodesh, even though Yontif is chal during the week, but Yontif is forbidden b'malacha. Mikroi Kodesh means with an Issa malacha and Kedushas Hayom, which Purim doesn't have. So the Maral says that Purim is be'etzim a day of chol. It's a weekday. The eating of Purim is not an eating of Oynik Shabbos or Simchas Yontif. It's not. So he says, we'll come back to the note in a second. Aval ein b'yom zeh kedusha klal. Hear this? That's the part I thought you'd get nervous about. I mean, Purim is my favorite yontif. So he says, aval ein b'yom zeh kedusha klal. Don't take that in the way that holy. Purim is compared to Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, the lashon of the tikkunim is that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Purim is even greater, right? But the Maral says it doesn't have kedusha. You'll see in a moment what he means. Therefore, the essential kiyum of Purim, the essential observance of Purim, is an observance that is completely olam hazedik. It's completely in olam hazeh. The essential kiyum of Purim, and even the Mikra Megillah is a Megillah that the Shem Hashem is Nistar. Right? Even the Megillah doesn't have the name of Hashem. In other words, even the story of Purim in the Megillah appears to be a Vachya deGezach, a weekday kind of a story. It doesn't have any presence of Kedusha in it. So the Achila and the Shasiya, the eating and the drinking of Purim, is the eating and drinking of Olam Hazeh Shu Kulay Gashmi. Now let's look at the note. Okay, 19. Ukmei Suda Shabbos. Okay, so Shabbos is different. The meal of Shabbos, the Suda Shabbos, is Toymeh Chaim Zochu. Shabbos, the eating of Shabbos, the Oynig of Shabbos, is an Oynig that draws together both worlds. It's not, even though if a person has the wrong kavanis, if a person is just fasting, then it's but a person who understands what Oynig Shabbos means, a person who understands what's the Achila of Shabbos, what does it mean to eat on Shabbos, knows that the Achila, the eating on Shabbos, is a different madrega. It's not just an Olam Hazeh, it's not just an eating, it's not just partaking of this world. The Maral writes like this: Oynig Shabbos ba'achila v'shasiya. The mitzvah to be mekayim, the mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos, is with eating and drinking. Therefore, Shabbos is called the king or the queen. Shabbos is royal. Kemalkasa yeshla Oynig, because malchus, royalty, experiences delight. Malchus, royalty, has it good. K'meisha amru, afilu ata oisel ham suda kesuda shloime b'shaita. Therefore we find that the suda Shabbos, that's referring to Tisha B'av, Shechalias b'Shabbos, right? So the din of Tisha B'av that comes out on Shabbos is that, so are you allowed to eat on Shabbos Tisha B'av? The Torah says, yeah, not only could you eat, but you eat like what? Like shloime hamelech. Like a Suda, like Shlomo HaMelech. So Gemara says, not only can you eat on Tisha B'Av when it's Shabbos, but the Achila is an Achila Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaita. So we see that the Achila, the eating on Shabbos, is the eating of a king who's sitting at the royal table. Well, Henkara Malchasa, who Oy Yoyse Madrega Sheyesh Loilam Hazem Mitzad HaShabbos Mylan of Dallas. This is the whole Indian of eating on Shabbos, which is not to go into at length now. It's a very, very big Indian. And something that if you, to get started in, it's good to look at Siddur Shal Shabbos from Reb Chaim Chernovitzer. And there are others from that speak a great deal about the subject of Einik Shabbos. The Indian of Einik Shabbos is obviously a way of drawing into my physical life the Kedusha Shabbos, that Kedusha that comes from a higher place, from a higher dimension of reality, which is Shabbos. Shabbos is a different dimension. So I'm trying on Shabbos to draw that Kedusha into my physical life. Kiyama Shabbos Nivdol Mashayom. This is the point. Shabbos is different from the other days. Shabbos transcends the days of the week. That's why it has royalty, just like the king is different from the people. The Maral explains there how this Einig Shabbos, eating and drinking, and so on, how sleeping, resting, how is all that an expression of the Kedusha of Shabbos? Reb Neik and Reb Tzodik in his Maima Kedushas HaShabbos, Shavisa has Merdik things on this, Shavisa HaShabbos. It's printed in the Pri Tzadik in the first Chaylik. Reb Neik Ma'anik is HaShabbos, Dov Ezehu Kedushos HaShabbos. So the Maral says that a person who's Ma'anik is HaShabbos, the one who delights in Shabbos, with eating and drinking and so on, So you're wondering, how could that be? That's the Kedusha of Shabbos. Kedusha means transcendence. Kedusha means being separated from this world. So what am I? How am I accomplishing this by eating and drinking? And that's the Einig. Vizeh, listen to what he says. Vizeh, ki kol tsar hu min hagesha. All anguish, all misery is the result of physical existence. Tsaris and tsar, all of that can only be, it's the result of man being in the physical world. Why? Ki ein ha'elyonim ha'nivdolim behem tsar. Because the elyonim ha'nivdolim do not experience, in other words, the neshamas, the malachim, the angels, and the souls, the neshamas, they don't experience any tsar. They don't see anything from the perspective of this world of tsar. That's why that famous ma'isa, they say from different tzaddikim, they say it on Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Baditshever. So he promised, you know, it's a whole long story, but he promised that when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he'll come to the world of truth. So the Baditshever said that, you know, while I was in the world, before he died, he said, you know that when I was in this world, I never ever could see a Jew suffer. And I did everything I could just to help a Jew in his suffering. So the Baditshever said, I promise you that when I go to the world of truth, I will not agree to continue to go anywhere until Mashiach is sent, until the suffering of the Jewish people is stopped. So he was nifter, and it was already over, and nothing happened. It's already a long time since the Baditshever was nifter. So I don't remember how the Gilui took place, but to which tzaddik had a taina. One of the tzaddikim, I don't remember the story, but one of the tzaddikim had a taina. And in his cholam, he asked the Baditshever, what happened? So Baditshever says, he connected to the Baditshever's neshama, and he says, what happened? So Baditshever says, with what? He said, the haftocha, the promise. He said, what are you talking about? So the tzaddik said, what am I talking about? I'm talking about pogroms. I'm talking about every single day there's a new decree, a new edict against the Jews. I'm talking about children getting killed. What am I talking about? So the Baditshever said, I don't know what you're talking about. It's cool light taif. Everything is good. Now that could be an upsetting story, because we all want the Baditshever to pull for us over there, right? Well, we want to. So it's cool light taif. From in that world of Elyonim and Nevdolim, there's no tsar. Kiat tsar hu ba'isam shenoflu tachas asman. Where is tsar? Tsar, anguish, exists only in that dimension of reality that's in the realm of time. In this physical world, Shehem Mekablam Hispilus. What does it mean, Mekablam Hispilus? In this physical world, things that happen affect us. You see something good, you're happy. You see something bad, you're sad. Hispilus, change. To be affected by something means that you're in the physical world. To be affected is part of the physical world. That's what he says. Shehem mekablam hispilus. Shehem mekablam hispilus, reacting to something. That's what the Maral talks about in the Nesiv HaKaz. In the Nesiv HaSailun, the Maral has a whole section on anger, the subject of anger. Anger is the lowest of all midas. Anger is the lowest of all midas. That the Svarma Gedoshim said that even though every single midah has a positive side when it comes to kaz, the Svarma says it's better to just get rid of it altogether. Even though there is such a way to use kaz in a positive way. Yeah. Right. Good. But the Svarma say it's too dangerous. It's better to just try to get rid of it. It's too dangerous. So kaz, the Maral, when he discusses the Nesiv HaKaz, what is kaz? Kaz means that whatever, it means you react to everything. You're Mekabla Spilus. The train was supposed to come, the train's not on time. You stand like an idiot looking down the track as if somehow you could be Moishechit, you know, like to come. Right? So the person, he starts getting upset. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. This happens to me every time, my whole life, the train, the, you know. So what happens to this person? Kas is the most magushim dike. Doesn't make a difference how chashuv the person looks. The Maral says kas, anger, is the most magushim dike. It's the most physical. It's the lowest, most physical reaction. Because it's a reaction. All kas is something happens and it makes me nuts. Something took place and it changes me. Now, I'm not talking about doing tshuva. I'm not talking about a person improving his life, moving forward. What this means, what is kas? Anger means that I am subjected to the whim, I'm subjected to things that are beyond my control. There are certain people you and I have met in life that you know that you're walking on eggshells with them. If you say the wrong word, boom, it's going to be mishaberach. If something bad happens that day, they get totally tzibrochen. That means that the balkas is an individual over whom physical existence has complete control. When you meet a tzaddik that's in control, it's such a gewaldige thing. He's not misspoiled from anything, except kedusha. But he's not misspoiled from this world. I remember I would often drive my Rabbi Abdullah Lifshitz Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I would very often drive him to different places. So he had to go. There was a big Ezra's Torah meeting in Chicago, and he had to catch the airplane. I drove him to LaGuardia Airport, and there was a certain union that we were talking about that he wanted me to go back to the yeshiva to mechazik a certain union, and he thought it would be good chizik for me too. And we're going into the airport, and he stops. You know, it's very uncomfortable because I knew that he had to get to this plane. So I was driving fast to get him there, and then I pulled up and I'm driving. He stops right outside the car. He's holding me and he's talking, like, you know. And I'm going, like, I keep on looking at my watch, and I know what, you can't interrupt. You know, we're going to interrupt the tzaddik, what am I going to do? He's going to miss his plane. And then he's going, because he's into it. So I said, Rabbi. Finally, I said, Rabbi, you know, find sight. So he says, no. He's like, and he's talking right there, and I'm trying to pull him over to the counter. It was a whole malacha. So he said to me, he says, loy, yeah, beseda. So I think it's not, I hear them, like, I'm not even listening to him anymore. I'm hearing him say, flight, no, just leave him. And he's still going on. He's darshaning a half hour, 40 minutes, about this whole thing that he was all worked up about. So then he finished, and he closed his eyes and says, shine, lama gain. Let's go. So we go there, and he missed the flight. He missed the flight. So I'm holding the bag, and I'm going over to the girl, and I said, no, this is a very big rabbi. You got to see if you could hold the plane. He says, the plane's gone. You don't understand. There's nothing to hold. We would have done it. We would have loved to help the rabbi, because they all saw he had a beautiful address upon him. But we can't do anything for you. Something, what's going to be? Because I knew in yeshiva you said how important this is, they have to do this. So I came back to him. So he says, no, la'an holchim. So he says, la holchim, Rabbi. He said, missed the plane. So he says, no, just like that. And then he continued with the schmooze. So he continued with the schmooze. And then, when he finished the next segment, and I went to try to get a flight, it wasn't for another 2 hours that he was able to get a flight out. But there wasn't a hispilus for a second. Not like, you know, he wanted, it wasn't a hispilus for a second. And I told the story once in shul. This is a person who's magushim. Something happens in Gashmias, and he no longer is a balbechira. That's how magushim he is. He's no longer a person of choice. He's just swept along. That's what a balkas is. He's swept along by the events that surround him. He's not in control at all. So I told him something. I said, there was a certain Indian, I don't know if my father wanted me to talking about it, but there was a certain Indian my father and his brother, they do everything together. Everything is together. So it's the older brother. So usually my uncle, they talk it over. My uncle usually makes the decision. They do things in business and so on. The stocks, whatever it is, it's always the two of them. So there was some Indian years ago, I don't remember because I was a kid, but the details, but But I know that my mother was besides herself, because what happened was that my father and my uncle had some money, had investment in gold in England, there was something. And they had investment in gold, and my uncle decided that they should pull out. And they broke even, they made a little bit. Mamish, the next day, some unbelievable thing happened, and I came, my mother was tearing her hair out, because she said that daddy could have made $900,000. We're talking about in the 1960s, yeah? It's a lot of money. And my mother's beside herself, and she says, what's going to be? And daddy, you know, I'm going to tell daddy, because my father doesn't, the newspaper doesn't, until he comes home, and my mother tells him what happened that day. So my mother says, don't tell daddy, let him enjoy his supper. So my father walks in, so my father sees him right away, my mother looks. So my father says, what is it? So my mother says, no, after supper. No, it's terrible. It's after supper. So my father says, what's the matter? And my mother says, so my father says, is something wrong with the children? Is something wrong with anything with you? Is there something wrong? So my mother says, no. So my father says, okay. So he goes to wash, and he comes to the table, and he eats. I was there, because I was waiting to see this whole thing, you know? So my father didn't get pissed, you know, and my mother's the whole time going, oi, oi, oi. And I say, I go, Molly, what are you, my mother was telling me to behave. My mother holds up, oi. And my father says, what is this? He says, no, we're going to finish eating. So finally my father says, okay. No, my father says, what is it? So my mother takes the newspaper and shows to my father what happened to the gold and the whole mitzvah. So my father looks at the newspaper and he puts it away and he continues eating. Just like this. Continues eating. And I'm sitting there, and my father's very good at math. He made a cheshbon right away, I'm sure. And I'm sitting there, and my father finishes and he benches and he turns to me and says, what happened in school today? So I spoke to him a little bit and I said, Daddy, did you make a cheshbon of what happened? So my father said to me the exact number. Yeah, I know what the cheshbon is. And then he said, if you're all right and your sister's okay, and mommy's okay, it's all. So what I didn't make. But it wasn't like an avoida. This is something that sticks in my head. I think of this almost every day. It wasn't an avoida. There was no hispilus for a second. Not a hispilus. Because he could have said, because my mother had tinnitus against my uncle, you understand? My father said, because I know that my father didn't agree with that. And then my mother told him, my father held it, it should stay a little bit longer. Let's see. My father didn't agree to take it out. It was the next day. And he only did it because of COVID and Derech Harris to his older brother, that they always do it together. And there wasn't a second of his spilus, not this, not, and then when he was with his brother, because the brother called. He says to him, it's a goodness. And he spoke about something else. Nothing. That's it. My uncle's the same type also. He wasn't something spoiled. He just felt bad about my father. But not his spilus. It's a madrega in Elokus. That's a God. You can't fake that. You understand? You can't fake it. That's something that you have to work on. You have to acquire it. You can't fake it. So the Ralph says like this. All tsar, all anguish. That's where kas comes from, anguish, disappointment, and so on, frustration. It comes from a world, from this world, which is a world where we're makablam hispilus, where we're affected by things. And from that, tsar, anguish comes. But when there's no hispilus from this world, when there's no hispilus, when you're not affected by this world, Yesh Kan Oinig, then you can enjoy your life. Shabbos, right? Shabbos, the Lama Tes Malachis, the 39 Malachis, which is in the Svar Makedoshim, those 39 Malachis are 39 types of misery and anguish. The 39 Malachis are just categories of suffering. And the Svar Makedoshim talk about what is Boirer, what's Eifer, what's Baina, all of the Malachas, each Malacha is another level of what? Of the curse, of the Klola, of Bezeas Apecha Toich Alecha, of working and suffering in this world. Shabbos, on Shabbos one can have einig, because on Shabbos a person is removed from that. But if you're a person that even on Shabbos you sit down with the Wall Street Journal, I don't know if it comes out on Shabbos. No? It's good. Or it may be an old one. But if you're the kind of a person that on Shabbos you also misspoil, you understand? You misspoil. That the world affects you even on Shabbos. So then you can't have an Einik Shabbos either. Einik Shabbos means that it's a remarkable thing. He says, V'zeu Einik Olam Haba, Asher HaShabbos Remez Eilav. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of the world to come, when there will be nothing that will affect you and hurt you and frustrate you and cause you to lose that clarity. That's why on Shabbos the Achila is a different level. You're not the Achila of Tzaddikim. It's a hard level to be on. But ideally, the eating of Shabbos, because you could say, if that's the case, then Einik Shabbos should be just learning. Right, these are sugyas in Chazal. I'm not going into the halachas, but it's Kulul Hashem, Chasul Hashem, Yontiv Shabbos, Lenindu Shabbos, V'yam Tavim Yisrael, all these gemaras. But you would think that on Shabbos I should just sit and learn. Adarabba, it shouldn't be anything of this world. It should be a removal from the world. But it's fakir. The highest madrega is what? Tikkun Ha'olam. And Tikkun Ha'olam means that only on that day, when I am not subjected to what? To the tsar, to the agmas nefesh, to the frustration of the world, to the 39 curses of existence, can I then enjoy the brachas that I have in my life, fully, to enjoy the brachas of my life, and to connect this world with the world to come. Otherwise, during the week, I'm so wound up in this world, I'm so caught up in this world, that I can't have a shaykhus to the world to come. This world is stuck. It's just tied down to, during the 6th of the week, it's just too tied down to physical existence. But Shabbos, I can have an einig. Therefore, a person who has einig Shabbos, he's shoyer b'litzar. You know all the stories of the tzaddikim, when they heard the tzaddik heard that his child died on Shabbos, they tried to keep it a secret from him, then he told them on Shabbos, and his avoid of Shabbos was like, he said, no, Shabbos, right? Shabbos. They say that about a few tzaddikim, something like that. Shabbos. And the tzaddik went on through the whole Shabbos with his miris and with the tyrus and with everything, and then after, by Havdalah, boom, on the floor, right? Crying and calling and screaming. But Shabbos is a Jewish shoyer b'litzar on Shabbos. Ashamida Zayis, who shayach next page, the Kedusha HaNevdelis Menachamri. The reason that Shabbos, a person has a light, is able to enter into that world, which is a b'litzar, because Shabbos is Nevdelis Menachamri. Shabbos is separate from the physical. Since it's separate from the physical, and it's physical life that causes me all this tsar, right? So on Shabbos one can live in that place without tsar. That's malchus. What's a melech? A melech doesn't depend upon anybody, right? That's real malchus. Real royalty is I don't need anybody. That's real malchus. Avdus means an eved is someone who depends on everyone. Who doesn't have his own existence. The Malchus of Shabbos is a time that I don't need the world. I'm not subjected to the world. You understand? I'm not spoiled from the world. That's what Shabbos is. Ulakach kol yontiv hu kodesh osu lias bitzar. So yontiv Shabbos is osu lias bitzar, osu behesped, you can't have spay them, eulogize, ulaficha chamanig is a Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos all those brachas of a person whose mind is a Shabbos. The calls them the kedusha Shabbos. For Rashi, the famous Rashi in Tanis, Bia Shah, the Shomer Yaseiros of Shabbos. So there are many, many explanations of what is the meaning of the extra neshama of Shabbos, right? The neshama Yaseiros, that extra spiritual dimension that neshama Yaseiros of Shabbos. There are many explanations, but Rashi is, of course, the most famous and the most shocking. Rashi says what? And the Shomer Yaseiros of Shabbos Marchiva Daita Shlodim Lachilu Shesia. Rashi says another piece of kugel. So Rashi says, the Shomer Yaseiros, it doesn't mean stam another piece of kugel, but the Shomer Yaseiros means that the eating and drinking of Shabbos is with a hachava, and the resting on Shabbos is with a hachava, it's with an expansiveness. On Shabbos, during the week, when a person eats, it's eating the bread that Adam HaRishon was cursed with having to work for. That's the 6 days of the week. Shabbos, a person eats on Shabbos, it's with a hachava, expansiveness. Normally, achila doesn't do that to you. During the 6 days of the week, eating brings you down. Because eating is just another physical act. It just brings you further down, further away from Hashem, eating during the 6 days of the week. The Shabbos has the karech, the achila of Shabbos has the ability to lift you above the 6 days of the week, to be marchiv daita shalom, to cause you arachavis adas. The eating of Shabbos doesn't contradict seichel, doesn't contradict spirituality. The eating of Shabbos is part of the spiritual experience of Shabbos. Obedev Saliyahu, he brings from the Vilna Gaon, Kosav Shabbos hu yom ha'oinig le'es'anig ba'achilu shesiyah v'hu kodesh k'may shahaya achilas ha'kabonis. The Goyin says that eating on Shabbos is the bechina of eating the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. No? No one in his right mind would say that. That's just stam frasing. It's like eating korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, which is connecting heaven and earth. The achila of the Beis HaMikdash is connecting Shemayim and Aretz. When you eat on Shabbos, you're connecting Shemayim and Aretz. That's what you're doing. This is Shabbos. This is an achila of Me'ein Olam Haba. But this is not Purim. Purim is different. So Purim, he says, it is not a day of Kedusha. Yeah, it's not a day of Kedusha. And it's Kulei Gashmi. Altogether physical. So that's, what does that mean? So footnote 20. The Maral writes in the Or Chodesh on Megillas Esther, "Ki yemei haPurim mipnei shahomen hayiroitzel lachalas oisam min ha'olam." The meaning of Purim is, we're all familiar with this, the difference between Purim and Chanukah, right? That there's Levush and Abu Dram, the Mefarshim, they all talk about this. That Purim is the time that Haman sought to physically annihilate the Jewish people. V'davizehu bitl gufa. Therefore, the objective of Purim, from the perspective of Amalek, was from Haman, was to be mevatel us, to nullify our physical existence. Therefore, the way that we now are mekayim Purim is davke through physical acts. Eating and drinking. V'zeo ha'noz ha'guf. That the body that Haman wanted to destroy, that same body that Haman thought he was going to destroy, is mamish enjoying itself. V'tzarech she'iyah ha'shichus kol kach. And one has to get so drunk. Ad she'yisalik ha'seichel. Till there isn't the slightest presence of seichel, of spirituality in you. Till there isn't one trace of something deeper. Ad she is salik haseichel. Kamaisha amru, sarach levsume bepuria, ad shloyeda ben arhamelu ben baruch mordechai. Chai vinish levsume bepur ad loyoda. Till you don't know. Das means the ability to connect heaven and earth. Das means that a physical person can think thoughts of another world. The inyan of Purim is ad loyoda. Till you don't know. It means a complete and total suspension of das, a suspension of that yearning that is most important, most crucial for the next world. And this is something which is the morale is touching upon in all the Svarim HaKadosh, especially in the Chabad Svarim here in this Inyan. Half of the good things. And what does it mean? Adaliyada, which over the years, I mean, maybe Purim tapes, I spoke almost every year, I talk about this Indian of Adaliyada, what it means in the Svarim HaKadosh, the Indian of Adaliyada, this Bechina of Adaliyada. Klaimer, Kevim Shetiknu Yimei HaPurim, the Maral says, Lemishtiv HaSimcha, since the days of Purim were established for our physical existence, as days of eating and drinking. Yeah. Shua nasa guf. Lakach tsaruch sheyu nimshochen legamrei achar hanasa guf. Therefore, one must throw his guf completely into it. The guf, the body, has to be drawn completely, absolutely, into that olam hazeh. Ad sheyasulak haseichel legamrei. Until seichel is completely taken. Ki aguf haseichel shnei hafochim. Because the body and the seichel and the neshama and the intellect, which means the soul, are two opposites. Shem ha'echad kam hasheni noifel. Just like Yerushalayim in Rome, right? If you see one that is successful, the other is not. So same thing. If you see that the seichel is very powerful, that means that the physical means very little to that person. But when you see that a person is very, very entrenched and embedded in physical life, it's a simon that the seichel is not winning, right? Because that comes and noifel. Sabbat Shabbos.
What about the Vilna Gaon? I mean, he was supposedly a huge man.
Yeah, he wasn't. Not supposedly. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
So then, how could it be if his seichel, you know, his spirituality was so successful? How does? I know it didn't come through nourishment, but still, how is that?
Because that achila wasn't an achila of this world. The guy, it was physical food that he ate, but it was mamish. It was achilas karbanos. Why are you asking the guy? Why don't you ask an Aaron HaKohen? Ask on achilas. It's a bechin of achilas karbanos. Because really, be'etzem, in the etzem, it's not a steer. But we're not there now. Listen. The Indian of Purim is to be mevarer these two opposites, to be able to come to the Etzem. So he says, Shem ha'echad kam ha'sheni noifel. When one rises, the other falls. V'kol ha'shehu noita acha ha'seichel, hu neged ha'noz gufay. Whoever is inclined to follow the seichel, that obviously is opposed to the ha'noz ha'guf. L'kach amru, tzarech levesumi b'pura ad l'yoda ben arham l'baruch Mordechai. So you don't know the difference between Ar Haman, which means this world, and Baruch Mordechai, which means the next world. Shaz Yisulak HaSeichel Lagamrei. The Seichel is completely gone. V'adam Nase Gufani Lagamrei. And man becomes entirely physical. Yes, Shalom Yom.
No. Isn't the
Seid
the Ruchnius?
Yeah, that's why it's Yatza. It goes out. It goes out. There's no connection between on Purim between the person who's lying there on the couch, and the person and the words that are coming out. It's yatsa so. Taka goes out the so, and he's left as what? He's left as a piece of bosa v'dam, lying on the couch.
Well, isn't one not supposed to go that far? I think
it's
supposed to go to the point where you can still say
turn. You could see why the Talmud of Shem Tov loved the Maral. The Maral says Ad Sheyasulak Legamrei. He doesn't say Ksas or until he falls asleep. Or Ramah, he doesn't say Ad Sheyasulak Haseichel Legamrei. Don't quote me now to say that the Rabbi Weinberg said the Maral says that what is the word? Yeah, you gotta lose it, because you know that I talk about it every year before Purim, right? Because we're not holding by it. It's very dangerous for people who are so meshubat to Olam Hazeh to pretend to let go of Olam Hazeh. It's very dangerous because it's just a game. Most of it's just a game on Purim, to pretend to let go of this world. We're holding on much too tightly that all of a sudden one day with a couple of drinks we let go. But when the Vilna Gaon drank, when the Balatanya drank, so that was a different parasha. It was a different parasha. Side. Yeah. They're different madrigas. In footnote 21, he brings a Bo'er Chodesh, Ki Yimei HaPurim Yesh Ben Mishta V'Simcha. The days of Purim are for drinking and for simcha. Shekol ha'sheyesh la'mishta v'simcha yoyser ein anechshav l'klom. The person who has more of a mishta v'simcha ein anechshav l'klom. He says, the more that you eat and drink, the more that it's a yontav of Purim. Vein adoyim liyantiv, shem zmanei simcha, ki ein ha-simcha rak shiya karech lenefesh. He says, it's not like, listen to this, it's not like yantiv. Yantiv also days of simcha. Yantiv also is simcha, and we enjoy. He says, it's different though. Why? Ki ein ha-simcha rak shiya karech lenefesh. On yantiv, the simcha is only to empower my soul. It's only to, the simcha of yantiv is only to do what? Is to give koiches like Shabbos. It's only to what? To infuse my neshama with that neshama you say, that hachava, that feeling of expansiveness. On yantiv. Loy levatla seichel menu. But on Purim, the purpose of eating and drinking on Purim is to be mevatal the seichel. Is to nullify the seichel. It can't mean to destroy your spirituality. Right? God forbid. What the morale is not talking. But so, to mevatal the seichel. Avol bepurim kol achilu shesiyahu hasaris haseichel zehu bitl ha'adam, the nullification of man, because the essence of man is his seichel, ad she'enu nechshav dvar ma, till he no longer exists. Till he no longer exists. Ad she'enu dvar ma. And that is the secret right there, in those last few words. Ad she'enu nechshav, I mean, we can't go to the whole yontif of Purim is in this. Ad she'enu nechshav dvar ma means, once you are not nechshav dvar ma, now you can begin to start again. You understand? Purim and Yom Kippur, like Rav Huttner talks about it, he brings from the Gra. This thing that it says in the Tikkun Zohar and the Kisvei Ari, Yom Kippur is Kula Lashem, there's no eating and drinking at all. And Purim is just eating and drinking. And the two of them together create one Kaima, one reality in Kiddush, in the world of Kiddushas Yisrael. It's like Chatzi Chatzi. Is Yom Kippur is like that half that's Kula Lashem, completely godly, and Purim is the day that's completely manly, completely human, right? And together they form some remarkable thing that's called Yom Kippurim, together, right? What the Maral says in these last few words is that when a person's mevatel the seichel, the comparison between Yom Shuvah, the whole thing of Yom Kippur is fakir. What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur means the whole Yom Kippur is a cheshbon nefesh. All Yom Kippur means is to strengthen my seichel, right? To strengthen the spiritual. And all Purim means is to remove, that's just, to be masalik the seichel. And the Svarim tell us that Purim is a higher madrig even. Why is that? Because Ad lo yoda means, what the Maral is saying here in those last few words, that it comes to a point, ad she'eino nechshav devar ma. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, what do they say? V'nachnu ma. So, who are we? That's Purim. Siluk ha-seichel means a complete and total removal of whatever you were pretending to be. Whatever you were pretending to be. And it means the ability to start with something completely new. Which with Yom Kippur, with all that is so sublime and so amazing and so spiritual, you could still become lost in those machshavas and the sichlis. Purim means, ad she'en anechshav dvar ma. I am garnished. Nothing. I'm a piece of basar v'dam. Nothing. So, but as far as how Purim is expressed in this world, what the Maral is saying back on top, is it does not have Kedusha. That's why Purim Davka takes place on the weekday. That's why Purim is not Shabbos Yantar. That's why Purim is Mutter to, on Purim it's Mutter to Malach, there's no problem with doing Malach on Purim. Shukulagashmi, back on top, Vinis Khalif now. So what happened over here? Gewaldige thing. So Yossi ben Kismes, Rabbi Chanina ben Chadian, tell me, I want to hear one thing, that from that one thing I will know in a clear way that you are a person that really is a person of the world to come, not of this world. So that when you die, I could tell you, before you die, I could tell you with certainty that transition is going to be smooth. Right? So he says, "Neschalif Moris Eilu b'Moris Aniyim." I mixed up the Sudas Purim money for the eating and drinking. And Purim, I mixed it up with Tzedakah money, right? Shamos and the Hefechse. He says, whereas Purim is Kulay Olam Hazeh, we just got to finish learning that Purim is completely of this world. Poverty means what? What's poverty? Completely not of this world. He doesn't have this world. The poor man doesn't have this world. This world hasn't been kind to him. He doesn't get along with the world, the poor man. He tried, but it's not going. Right? So he says, the inyan of most aniyim hepechzeh, ki ha'on yaduah she'en la'olam hazeh klal. That's why ani is chashuv kemeis. A poor man, Chazal say, is considered like he's dead, chalila. Right? Because what? Ki ha'on yaduah she'en la'olam hazeh klal. He doesn't have this world. He doesn't have this world. Ve'en nene mitayves olam hazeh. He doesn't derive benefit from this world. That's why in footnote 23 he explains all these references in Chazal to Mashiach, Mashiach Yoshe ben Aniyim. Right? Brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Mashiach, where's Mashiach? Mashiach likes to hang out with the Aniyim. He sits with the poor people. What does that mean, Mashiach sits with the poor people? Right? I had a lot of cracks to make just now, but I'm not going to make them, but, you know, people are not Mashiach. Right? There's like, you know, Mashiach Davke is not speaking to the person who's going to be the guest of honor at the dinner, you understand? Mashiach's not talking to him. Mashiach's sitting with the Amcha. Mashiach's sitting with the poor people. So it says, "He's Yoshe ben Aniyim." Ki ein l'Mashiach chelik min olam hazeh klal. Footnote 23. I'm reading a little bit. Who kamei ha'ani she'en lo olam hazeh. I mean, Mashiach's ani roichev alachamor, like a poor man, and so on. All of these Chazals that talk about Mashiach being poor. Mashiach being poor means that Mashiach is meshulal min olam hazeh. Mashiach is an olam habedik person. Who's coming into this world is not nisbal from this world. This world is not nisbal. He's going to fix the world. He's not nisbal from the world. If Mashiach would be nisbal from this world, if he would have to go and speak to the rich people, right? And he would have to beg from the rich people. If Mashiach would have to do that, if he'd be nisbal from this world, if he'd be dependent upon this world, he couldn't fix it. You can't fix something if you depend on it. That's the problem with kids trying to help their parents when they're still in their parents' home. You can't fix something if you're still meshubed. To fix something, you have to come from outside. And the Mashiach is an Ani, and he's Yoshev ben Aniyim, means he's a ben Olam Haba. So back upstairs. When it's Chalful and Moyes Purim, so look what happened. Look how the Chacham spoke to each other. Kol Ma'ase Baliyadcha. Tell me a Ma'ase. Tell me the Ma'ase that defines who you are. So he says, I'll tell you. The Sudas Purim, which is what? Sudas Purim is what? Completely this world, was switched in my life with what? With poverty. That's what it means. With the poor man's money. Samara writes, Nischal Fulaymois Purim Shua Kol Olam Hazeh. This money was mixed together. The money of this world, which is the Purim, for the Purim Sudha, which is completely physical of this world, was mixed together with the Moos Aniyim. She'ein lam chelik b'olam hazeh. The money of poor people means who have nothing of this world. V'cholak ha'kol la'aniyim. And you know what I did with this? I didn't use it for this world. I gave it completely to the poor people. V'dov hazeh, this, he says, is a remez or romaz, shehu yachlif ha'olam hazeh b'olam haba. This means that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was saying to Rabbi Yossi, was, if you want to understand me, I'll tell you this ma'ase, and let me see if you can teach me up from this ma'ase. I gave up this world for the next world. That's what he's saying. I gave up this world for the next world. I gave up Purim money, which is of this world. So this Purim, which is kuloi gashmi, kuloi elam hazeh, without anything sichli. I gave that up. I traded it in for elam haba. I tried in for the mob. And that is the Maral's going to explain in a minute. That tells us a little bit about how we understand now how Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin died. The way that he died, the way that he was tortured to death. So it says, V'dav ezer romas shu yachlif olam hazeh b'olam haba. In other words, you want to know Maya ben olam haba, so I'll tell you this ma'isa. This ma'isa means, you see that even in this world, I preferred the aniyim. That was my place with the poor people. So he said, "V'la yilei chilek klal ba'olam hazeh." The kol chelkai, his entire chelik, shahayu asher yiye roi lo ba'olam hazeh shomeloi la'olam haba. My entire chelik, all that I want, is not of this world. I don't want the money. I don't want the poor money of this world. I don't want this world. All I want is the aniyim. It means aniyus means that the other world. Not the world of Gashmi, it's a world where there's poverty of physical existence, which is impoverished from physical existence. Shom lo lomar, u'kamoi shohayi be'emes Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon, that's taka what happened to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon, ha-tzadik ha-kadosh, this great and holy tzadik, shayin nisraf is sefer Torah ima, he was burned alive while he was holding the sefer Torah, right? Holding the sefer Torah, that's how he died. He didn't have in the end a chelik in this world. He didn't have part. He wasn't in this world. Remember? Gvilin nisrafin. What did he say? The parchment is being burned. The letters I see flying. That's what he said. What does it mean? Gvilin nisrafin. It says in Svarim. What is Rabbi Chanina Chadian saying? Gvilin means the physical parchment. Means this physical world nisrafin. It's destroyed. Isis parchas bavir. The letters are flying. Isis, which means ruchnius, because that's all that he was in this world. Every moment of his life was gvilin nisrafin for isis parchas. Every moment of his life was mesiris nefesh, kiddush Hashem. Gvilin nisrafin, isis parchas. But parchments are burned and letters are flying. That was his whole life. Val ze amar im kein mechelkecha yehechelki. So now he says, "In Kain mechelkecha yehechelki." So now the Rabbi Yossi says, "Oh, this is a chelik. In Olam Haba, halavai, I should have this chelik." Ki simen yesh lo shechelke shahiroi lo b'olam hazeh hu shom lo Olam Haba, because he revealed this is what happened. That his chelik is an Olam Haba. He has no chelik of this world. And Rabbi Yossi Bekisman says, "This is the chelik that I want. A chelik that's completely pure and refined. It's completely not olam habadik. Me'ata ein raya klal." He ends this and says, and therefore there's no raya for the Rambam. There was the Rambam wanted to bring a proof klum ayseh b'liyotcha that there was one great thing that he did, it was with the poor money. So the Maral says that's not a proof. V'chazra kushin l'mekayim b'mayim ramafusim raskas barokul zakas v'alafichah chimlam termis. All right, that we still have to answer. The Maral says now we come back to the original kasha. So what's the end of having so many mitzvahs? That we'll talk about next week. Let's look at footnote 25. This yisod, he says a very good thing over here. This yisod, that when a person does not take his reward in this world, that means that he has the reward waiting for him in the next world. That's what Rabbi Yossi said. Oh, I want that chaylik, meaning I don't want to get rewarded in this world. I want it in the next world. I want the spiritual world. He says this yisod. Nir Levaro, listen. He gives the Rav Hartman, the one who did this magnificent work on the Maral. He has a very, very good insight into this. Listen what he says. He says, "Shein zerak machmes tashlumi haschar." The normal way we grew up thinking about this is like from all the stories is, "Oh, I don't want to use up my Olam Haba, right? I don't want to use up my Olam Haba. In other words, if I have it too good here, it's going to be on the cheshbon of the next world." In other words, if I don't use it up here, then I'll be able to enjoy the next world, because then I'll get my schar, my reward will be in the next world. No, he says that's not the whole thing. That's not the pshat. Listen what he explains. It means if you are not a ben olam hazeh, if you're a person that's not megushim, you don't get lost in this physical world. Mimela, you're a ben olam hazeh. You understand? Snapshot. I'm using up my account. And the Bereshit has a cheshbon. And I used up 50%. No. Using up means like this, that if I am a person who's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he died, put up his fingers, right, and said, I didn't have anything from this world. So therefore, what do you think? Therefore, Rabbi's family was thinking, oh, what's going to be with Rabbi when he dies? Because he was the richest man in the whole of Israel, right, Rabbi? What's going to be? He's not going to have an Olam Haba, Rabbi. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh, wasn't lost in this world. It's not the pshat that Hashem has a tally, a cheshbon. I'm using up my points over here, and I'm not going to have any points, no credit left in the Olam Haba. The pshat is that if you throw yourself into Olam Haza, you're mesulik my Olam Haba. You're not a ben Olam Haba. That when you come there, that's what it means, all the suffering of Gehenna, God forbid. Because the transition is a painful one. Because while you were alive, you were holding on to your things. And then when you come to the next world, they say, hand it over. I can't. Means the reason that you suffer, the reason that they're suffering in the next world is because the person who's a ben olam haza, the one who is so committed to this world, he can't part from this world. While he's going, he's screaming and yelling. My mortgage! While he's screaming, while he's leaving, he's still holding on while he's leaving. Famous Gemara that this world is the opposite, is the reversal of the next world, right? Olam Haba and this world are two opposites. On Olam Hafach, when he saw, he left this world, he was able to look back and from that perspective of the world of truth, he was able to look into this world and see everything's backwards here. There's an Olam Hafach. Al Yonim Lamata, Sachtan Lamala. The ones that are in this world who are considered to be above are really below. The ones who are below are really above. The Kosovo Kach Bechidush Agadus Morala writes, Sheroa Tachtoinim She'en Lehem Olam Haza. It means like this, what a gewaldige Chidush Morala has over there. It means that he looked into this world and he saw what? That there are Jews. Who are Tachtoinim, there are people of the lower world. She'ein lehem olam haza, who don't care about the physical world, who are not in the spoil from the physical world. Ve'heim nevdolim yimendu, they're above it. Heim lamala b'olam haba, those are the Jews that in olam haba are lamala. They're going to be those people who suffer in this physical world to be Jews. Those tachtainim are in the world above, are olyainim. And those who in this world seem to be the most masliach in the physical world, they have everything. Mamish everything. You know, the ones who are straight from the society page in the New York Times. Those who are elyonim down here. Over there, sachtainim. But it's not because of reward and punishment giving a patch. It's not a patch. Be'etzim. That's who they are. They're b'nei olam haza. When they come to olam haba, they're lost. They're not part of it. You know, the Slonim Mesorim, it says a scary thing. He brought from the old Kabrina, that what? Or the Lechavitcher, that said that if a person didn't have an Einig Shabbos in this world, if a person wasn't Ma'anig as a Shabbos Be'emes, with a Ruchnis, they could Einig Shabbos in this world, then when he comes to Olam Haba, he's going to be like a shtick halt, like a piece of wood. They'll give him Olam Haba. He was a tzaddik. But he wasn't a person that had his structures in his avodah. He wasn't a person that was simcha in this. He did the right thing. So he'll go to Olam Haba. But he's like, you know, everybody's going to be dancing and he's going to be sitting there like, you know, the same way he did in Olam Haza. The same way. Olam Haza, he says, is kulay guf. Those Jews who are committed to the physical world, ain't lem olam anivdol. They could sit there. They don't have the Olam Haba. They don't get it when they're in the Olam Haba. It's not shaykh to them. This world belongs to Achav. What does it mean to Achav? Achav was not from our most illustrious people, right? Should I say? So this world belongs to Achav and Chaveirav. What does it mean Achav and his Chaveirav? This world, they're matzliach in this world. They're the ones in People Magazine. They're the ones in People Magazine. They're the ones who are matzliach in this world. Achav and his Chaveirav. Just another minute. Klemish ain't roy lo klal olam haba. He's not from olam haba. Roy lo olam haza gal gamrei. Shem hafach. These are two opposites. Vali ivra olam haba le Rebbe Chanina ben Daisy v'chaver. Olam haba is Chanina ben Daisy and his chaver. Kain roy lo olam haba. Rak misha ain't lo olam haza. Rebbe Chanina ben Daisy and his chaver. They weren't interested in this world. K'mar shay Rebbe Chanina ben Daisy ki hem hafachim. And this was a gashmi. Because that comes and noifel. Kol she yesh lo olam haza. Mitzad ha'oishe. V'shar ma'il shem gashmi. Whoever is stuck in this world. Not like Rebbe. Who mamish believes in this world. In the coming world, he's the lowest. He's the bottom. He's at the bottom of the pile. The one who is poor in this world. It means he can be as rich as Rabbi, but in this world it doesn't count to him. He can be rich, but it doesn't mean it to him. That's not it. He's rich, he gets that stock. It's not, that's not what counts to him. He's poor, right, in this world. Shu'ani zoich olam haba. In the world to come, he mamish, it's a beautiful transition. Kikashu masuluk min advar magashmi roi, he says, el hanivdol. He's roi olam. That he is part, he fits in and he belongs to that world that's called nivdal, that's spiritual, that's separate, that's transcendent. So we understand now that kol ma'aseh b'al yodcha, we didn't get to Rabbi Chanan ben Chajan yet. Not ben Akasha. How come there's so many mitzvahs? We'll get to that next week. But kol ma'aseh b'al yodcha, no, is this the way to learn a piece of Agadita? No, the way the Moral learns a piece of Agadita, kol ma'aseh b'al yodcha. Nischalful emois purim b'mos tzedakah. He confused. He was confused. Rabbi Chanan ben Chajan is saying like this. Rabbi Chanan ben Chajan says, I made a mistake. The way people look at me in this world is I made a mistake. You know why? I gave up this world. I didn't care about this world. So people look at you like you're crazy. Well, you mixed up this world with the other world. Are you out of your mind? That's what I did. Rabbi Yossi ben Kishma says, oh, you're ben Olam Haba. You understand that this is not it. It's over there. This is not it. There's something else that's it. It's not here. You understood that, and therefore that's your ticket to Olam Haba. That means you're a person that's ben Olam Haba. You can't do that in a, that's something that was cultivated throughout his life, and that's how he died with the Sefer Torah. Okay, Shkoyach.